Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. It's a new year. All right. Hey, we're excited this morning to be with you, and we just want to thank the Almighty for allowing us all to be able to connect this morning. You know, today we're going to talk about goals for the new year and becoming a dreamer again and, you know, all of that. That, you know, I call it the mushy good stuff, you know. People too often stop dreaming, you know, and the thing is, people understand something. When you stop dreaming, you ain't alive anymore. You know, stop for a minute and catch your breath. Stop for a minute and catch your breath. You know, and stop thinking with your brain and think with your heart. Use that mysterious thing called imagination. Now make a wish. Make a wish. Now ain't that fun? It's easy. In fact, it's so easy, so simple and natural, you're probably never given it much thought. But you know what? It's the inspiration for winning. Making a wish. You know, hey, you know, wish upon a star. You know, make a wish. Make a wish. You know, dream. That's what goal setting is about. It's about having wishes and dreams and desires and then putting them into action. You know, and as this new year unfolds, all of us out there, you know, all of you out there listening and then even myself, we all got different goals. You know, and the first part of the new year is always exciting, you know, because we got these goals and these dreams and these wishes. Then usually what happens about 90 days later, we didn't forget about it because we let life beat us back down. See, don't let life steal your dreams this year. You know, we're going to talk about that some this morning. But before I get into going through all of that, you know, I got to play my theme song called It's My Time. You know, and I know some of you say, you know, well, you know, we want to hear the content. You know, we're going to get to the content. But it's important also, you know, to vibe on certain type of lyrics and certain type of information that just keeps you focused. And this song right here is, you know, something that I listen to. My 7-year-old grandson, he listened to it. He knows it by heart, you know, because I'm teaching him at an early age how to focus and always see the things that you're doing within the context that it's your time. Hey, God given you this time, gave you this morning. What you going to do with it? Hey, you're doing one thing positive. Well, at least I feel it's positive. You're tuning in to this program. So sit back, listen to my theme song called It's My Time, and I'll be right back at you.
Wake
We hope you enjoyed the success songs.
Okay, all right. That's our theme song, It's My Time. And, yes, people, it is our time to claim our destiny. You know, we have to do that. And one of the ways we do that is by setting goals and then working to not only set those goals. You know, too often we set goals, but we don't go through means of achieving them. And means of achieving them is that you start off small, bit by bit. Let me give you an example. You might be familiar with, and then some of you might not be familiar with, what's called the high jump in track and field, the high jump. The high jump, you know, that's the thing they had a bar up there, and they run, and they have to leap, and they jump up. I'm not talking about pole vault. I'm not talking about the one with the pole, but the one where your actual body, you run and you jump over the bar. And you find a way. It used to be this guy called the Frostbury Flop. He used to jump over it backwards. And then you have other people had other styles and techniques. But, you know, one of the things that's interesting on the track and field team, to practice and get ready for the high jump, what they do, they put the bar down very, very low. They put it down low so people can get in a habit of jumping over it. That way, as they're able to jump over it as it's low, they begin to feel successful, and then they take it up a notch, and then they jump over that one, and they take it up another notch, and they take it up another notch, and they take it up another notch. And that takes me to a quote, you know, a quote by Zig Ziglar. He said, dream as far as you can see, and when you get there, you can see further. Check that out now. Dream as far as you can see, and when you get there, you will see further. But it starts again with, as I told you when I first started off, making a wish, a dream. You know, a dream, you know, and that's what's going to keep you alive. That's what's going to keep you going. That's what's going to keep you pushing and pushing and pushing, is because you have that dream in front of you. You have that which keeps you alive, keeps you going. See here in the chat room, people says, you know, they can't hear anyone. I don't know what's going on. I'm here talking, and hopefully maybe you need to go to your Windows player and click that. I know they've added some new features here on Blog Talk, and I'm hoping that you know, that people can hear me this morning that's listening to on the computer. I'm going to go to the phone line here in a minute and make sure that see our faithful caller, Ruth, is on the line, and make sure that I'm coming through clear and that she can hear me. Let me bring up Ruth. You there?
I hear you loud and clear. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're talking about goals this morning. And you know, and I was on the point of, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people have goal setting down, but goal reaching, people sort of have problems with that. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. You know, life gets in the way. We
mm-hmm.
get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And goals are something that we set that we strive to reach. And, you know, if we just stay on, I want to say today, the purpose of life is a life of purpose. And goals are a big part of knowing your purpose. So live your goals through your purpose. What is your purpose? Everyone is significant. God created you. God does not create junk. So in knowing your goals, put it down on paper. Go back and revisit them. And work toward your dream, your purpose, and your goals.
That's so true, because, you know, people, a lot of times, I think part of the problem of people not being able to hit their goal, if they don't integrate it into their life, they make it seem as though it's something separate outside of their life.
That's right. And you know, and it's ingrained in us. You know, you need to define for you, yourself, what your purpose is. Don't let other people define it for you. I like your song, It's My Time. you know, it says one of the lines in there is about destiny. I'm going to go out and get my destiny.
That's right.
You have a purpose here. Everyone was created for a purpose. You are valuable. And you deserve to reach every goal that you want. You can have anything you want in life. Just don't let anyone tell you you're not deserving. Go out. Make it a great day.
That's so important. I mean, you know, and I think about, you know, my mom. You know, my mom, she tells people all the time, you know, we grew up, and when growing up, you know, my mom didn't finish high school, had to go back to school. She had me. She had dropped out of school, went back to school, got a GED. You know, after getting her GED, you know, she got a GED because she decided she wanted to enter into the workforce, and she didn't have a high school diploma. And, you know, my dad was home. You know, we were all together. He was home from the military. And, you know, and there was the job he had, you know, it helped out. But my family decided they want some more, you know, because we was living in the projects at the time.
Yes.
So my mom, she ended up getting a job with National Security Agency because during that time in the civil rights movement and stuff, segregation was beginning to break down in the government workforce. And, you know, she was very diligently and worked hard and was able to move up in her job from a key punch operator to ultimately becoming an executive secretary. And when she tells people her story, she says, I found a way to work her way, as she says, to work her way and help the family so that we was able to move from the projects to a place called Columbia, Maryland, and had a house built up from the ground. And so with her friends who, you know, would always talk about, well, you know, we can't do this and we can't do that. You know, my mom would jump in their case quick. She says, you know, you can if you want to.
Right.
You know, and she said, I wanted something more out of life. And so she said, you know, hey, I did what I needed. She said, because she could have been like, she said, some of her girlfriends said, well, you know, I don't feel like working. You know, we got enough money. We can stay here in the projects. You know, it's not that bad. But she wanted more out of life.
Right.
And by wanting more out of life and having that drive and determination, was able to do things that enabled us as a family to get more. And I say that to people that's out there listening today. See, I can't pick your goals for you, as Ruth just so eloquently said, you know, a few moments ago, is that, you know, don't let anybody tell you what, you know, life has in store for you. I can't pick your goals for you. But I can tell you this. If you pick a goal and you diligently go after it, don't give up, and break it down, you know, take your goal, dissect it, break it down bit by bit, piece by piece, you know, I have some big goals that I'm working on this year as far as in the network marketing business that I'm in, but I got it broken down into weekly segments, 30-day segments, and 90-day segments. And then that way that I have some things that I have to do that I can measure by the week, by the month, and by quarters. And I stay on task. And as you said, don't let life get in the way, because life is going to be life. There's going to be distractions. There's going to be things that come up, and you're going to have to find a way to deal with them as they come up so that it does not knock you off course to achieving your goal and making your goals come true, you know, for you. What type of goals you have for this year, Ruth? Any of you care to share with our listening audience?
Certainly. One of my goals is to write a book.
All right.
Another one is to go on a be more in demand as a speaker.
Okay.
So those are two that I would share publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what you said about writing it down and blocking it off into quarters. That's one thing I have done. You can look at, this is the beginning of the year. Take your year and set it on a calendar. And like you said, make it 90-day blocks, 30-day blocks. Do it down by the day, by the minute, by the hour. Use a calendar this year. I went the first day of the year and bought a calendar, and I'm using it. So I'm sticking to my goal. That's one thing I've done every year. I bought it, set it down, didn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
You would be surprised at if you just follow through the changes that where you will be this time next year. So let's revisit our goals this time next year, Baba Jahi.
That's powerful what you said, you know, about revisiting your goals. One of the one of my mentors was sharing me the other day, you know, what we was doing a piece as we was closing out 2008, and he said, write down where you at right now in
mm-hmm.
this business. You know, we was talking about that. That was around close to my birthday, around December the 18th. And he says, now, you know what you need to do. Stay true to the course. Continue to plow forward. He said, and he said, on December the 18th next year, he's just going to blow your mind where you at.
That's right. You know, as we all listen to this call, attended school. We started in kindergarten. Some of us did. Some of us started in first grade. But each year, in May, when it's time to go to the next grade, you expect to go on, don't you? You did the work, and you got promoted to your next grade. Life is like that. Life expects you to move forward to the next level. So in setting your goals for this year, and that's one thing that helped me. My mentor introduced that scenario to me in June, and in June of last year. And for the last half of 2008, I had different expectations about myself, where I was expected to be at a different place at the end of the year, and I reached my goal.
Mm.
And, you know, I surprised myself because, like I just said, I had been in my life letting people make decisions about where I was going to be instead of me making my own decisions. So make your decisions. Plan your goal. Plan your work and work your plan. The key word in here is work. It won't happen unless you take action and work.
That's so true, people. And the other thing is this. I always share with people as part of my team is that success only comes before work in the dictionary.
So true.
You know, it's that four-letter word, work. And so, you know, it's your life. And so what better work is there than the work to make your life what you want it to do and what you want it to be? And with that in mind, I want to share something with our listening audience this morning. And it's from a person that really helped me understand network marketing, when I first really got involved in network marketing. I got involved with a company called A.L. Williams. And Art Williams was a tremendous motivator. And he had a piece that he used to share with us at times when people would get down, and it was called Do It. And it goes like this. A lot of people will almost do it, but winners will do it. What do? They do whatever it takes to get the job done. You may be saying, but Art, I don't know what to do. Fine, just do it. Art, I'm scared to death every day. Okay, just do it. Art, I want to be somebody so bad I can't stand it. Super, just do it. Art, I'm afraid I'm going to fail. Great, just do it. Art, I don't know if I know how to compete anymore. I understand. Just do it. Art, I don't know if I can pay the price. Just do it. Art, I'm not making any money. What do I do? You just do it. Art, if I could just pay off this debt. Right. Just do it. Art, I don't know if I can keep on keeping on. What now? Just do it and do it and do it. Art, if I could sell my house and get on my feet. Sounds good. Do it. But houses aren't selling right now. Fine. Do it anyway. Art, I'm going to start saving some money so I'll never have to go through this again. Great. Do it. Art, do you mean that somebody that looks like me has to and got to do it? Yeah, you really got to do it. Do what, Art? You just do it and then do it some more. Art, if I could just learn to take a risk, do it. But I've never taken a risk before. Do it anyway. Art, I'm really hurting. Then go do it. Art, what do I do during the tough times? You just do it and do it and do it and do it until you win. And a lot of times people say, do what? You do what you have to do. You just, you know, hey, go do it. Go do something in relationship to your goal every day. Don't give up. Don't put it on the back burner. You'd be surprised. Sometimes little things, and that's the piece I'm going through with my teenagers through a book called Success for Teens. Little things matter. See, it's not how you go out and do something really big all of a sudden. A lot of times people think, wow, I'm going to do this and it's going to just bust wide open. No, it's the little things that matter that add up that leads to you accomplishing the big things. Well, we're winding down here, Ruth, and if you could close us out with an affirmation, and then I'm going to share one last piece with people on today's show. And Thursday we will be going over taxes from a home-based business perspective and how to do your Schedule C's here in the United States of America so that you can get yourself a decent tax break. So share affirmation with us, please, Ruth.
I sure will. My affirmation for today is what I restated earlier. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. Live your purpose.
All right. Great. And we got a quote here in the chat room. Person says, do whatever you want to do as long as you just don't sit and eyeballing in the corner. So true.
Amen.
That's so true. You got to do something. And as you do different things, you're going to find out what's going to work for you. And as you find out what works for you, then it'll happen. And I like to close out this morning. I'm going to close out with a piece by, and I've played it a couple times before, but I just want to reemphasize it again, by Mark Varnell, because, you know, one of the things I believe in terms of home-based business, that network marketing allows you to collapse time frames and reach pinnacles of business success much faster than traditional businesses. And I'm going to close out with this piece called You Were Born to Be Great. Tune in Thursday, and we'll be talking about taxes. God bless everybody. Listen to this piece because it is so, so powerful.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, He soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament. I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done. So they can do it, too. Now, all these stories you've heard about, country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
And on that note, people, get after it, and I'll be back at you Thursday where we'll talk about tax savings from a home-based business perspective. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in and sharing your morning with Baba Jahi here on Home-Based Business 101. Love you.